Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Psalm 106, and we're going to look at just a couple of verses from this particular passage of Scripture, because it is a great reminder to any nation that forgets God. There are serious consequences that come, and here we have the record of how Israel forgot God. They saw the miracles that God performed to bring them out of Egypt. They were in bondage there, and there were many miracles that were performed, yet they did not understand them. They didn't take them to heart. Finally, it says in verse 12, then they believed His words. They sang His praise after the waters separated and they went across on dry land. And then something happened. Verse 13, they soon forget His works. They waited not for His counsel, or we could substitute the word words. In other words, they soon forget His works, and they waited not for His words. Whenever you forget the works of God and you refuse to wait for the words of God, you're going to be in a serious place. It says again in verse 21, they forgot God, their Savior, which had done great and wondrous works in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. They forgot all that. Now, what leads to forgetfulness? As I get older, I know that age leads to forgetfulness. The synapses don't work as well in the brain, and things don't always fire at the time that you'd like them to. You know, when you're looking at somebody, I know this person. I know them very well, but I cannot remember their name. And the synapses, about 5 minutes after they leave, and you just bluffed your way through that. Man, it's so good to see you. I don't know what your name is, but it's so good to see you. And then all of a sudden you go get back in the truck and you sit down and bink, the name comes to you. Well, you forget. That's one form of forgetfulness. All these new supplements that you can take, most of them do not work. Okay, because I've tried a few of them and I've been taking them and it's just not so helping. So I don't know if it's just me or what, but that's one kind of forgetfulness. There's another type. Did you know that? That's deliberate forgetfulness. Deliberate forgetfulness, where you change things so people won't remember. This fall, in the United States of America, a brand new history curriculum is being used all across our nation in all 50 states. It's called Project 1619. Many, many articles written about it. It's a revisionist form of history. That 1776 should be removed as the start of America, and 1619 should replace that date, because that's when the first slaves arrived here in America. Now, that's certainly a blot, you know, on humankind, but it wasn't Americans who desired that. By the way, in 1620, we're in the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the Pilgrims, there wasn't one slave on board. Not of any type that we have talked about in the past. Not one. And yet they want to erase that. They want to erase that. Now, notice what they do. It's interesting that the 1619 Project, which is a modern social justice narrative, goes against a very large panel a Pulitzer Prize-winning historians who reviewed it and said it is not accurate. It is, matter of fact, it's full of falsehoods. Yet they went right over the top of that review and said we're going to put it in the curriculum anyway. What is the purpose? Forget the past. Accept the new narrative. Do you know that that's exactly what happened in Israel? Why do we need to... You know, they complained when God brought them out of bondage. They became bitter. Oh, He's given us the same food every day. Manna from heaven. They didn't have to do anything but get up in the morning and go pick it up. Except on the Sabbath. They were to save the day before enough to make it through the Sabbath, and then God supplied it on the Sunday after. Then He sent them quail when they complained about that and gave them all the meat that they could eat. And they complained about that. Then they complained about not having enough water. All the time complaining. Purposefully forgetting the works and the words of God. Folks, I want to just tell you something. We're living in a day and age, a new generation of young people in America is going to be fed a bunch of lies. And it'll be taught throughout the curriculum. And year after year after year, they will accept the lies rather than what actually happened in history, a revisionist history. And it happens in churches across America as well. When we don't follow the Word, instead we do what? We follow the narratives that are passed down to us. We have a responsibility to follow the Word of God and to teach it to our children so that they might know the truth that God has for us. That's why we've met here today. May we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, the truth of His Word.